when my good friend Baruch Cohen was about to graduate from Southwestern Law School, the dean called him into the office. A very unusual occurrence. He told him that a unique opportunity came his way. This prestigious law firm on Wall Street was interested in him, and they were sending someone down to interview him.
The dean says to me, look, you know, I've said, you know, we welcome all students. No one has given you a hard time with your yarmulke, he pronounced it correctly, and those strings coming out of your pants, meaning my tzitzis. But, you know, perhaps you might want to consider taking off your yarmulke for purposes of the interview.
Baruch, who was the only student that proudly wore a yarmulke, couldn't imagine taking it off. Deep down, he felt like he was betraying himself. And he was desperately trying to silence the inner voice that was telling him it's not who he is and he shouldn't be doing it. But for the sake of his career and his future, Baruch put on a confident front and went into the interview without a yarmulke.
And I was in for the shock of my life when I took one glance at him. The first thing that I noticed was this big black velvet yarmulke. It was a soup bowl yarmulke. And I also noticed his payas were neatly pulled underneath his yarmulke. He looks at me, and his first question was, where's your yarmulke?
Baruch was so humiliated.
I couldn't speak. This lawyer motions with his head, visible disapproval to me.
The man continued, and he said, do you know why we were interested in you? We heard that you were the only student to courageously wear his yarmulke for 4 years of law school.
He said, you're not cut out for this firm. This is a firm of leaders, not a firm of followers. You're a sellout. Our interview is over.
Baruch didn't get the job, and he was absolutely devastated. But he says that it's this interview that changed his life and shaped his career.
Yes, I learned a very hard lesson. This experience has galvanized a lot of my thought processes on many levels.
It inspired him to live his life with a high degree of integrity. No matter how challenging the situation is, Baruch will never again compromise his high standards and his values for anyone or anything. The difference between a leader and a follower is integrity. Without integrity, a follower will go along with what looks good instead of what really is good. Whereas a leader lives with an unwavering commitment to his principles and values, integrating them into his everyday life. Thanks for watching. See you next time.
Leadership. It's not a position or a title, but an attitude to life. Join any of the dozens of interactive, informative, and inspiring sessions while spending time in the presence of Gedolei Yisrael. All this at the Agoda Convention, November 12th through 15th. Igniting the leader within. Listen, learn, lead.